Yes, Dr. Humbert, dictating clinic note on Larry Brown, MBA, birthdate 8359, dictation 92624, patient for follow-up of MBA, states that has had physical therapy with now with residual stiffness to his neck, slight discomfort at HS with some stiffness, increased stiffness in the morning. Describes discomfort at the base of his skull on both sides. Rides a lot, so has some difficulty turning while driving. With decreased mobility of neck, however, feels like he's probably as good as he's going to get. States that he has had some mild paralysis of neck in the past, but not like this. Has a past history of multiple cardiac procedures, including stents, currently with atrial fibrillator and Walkman procedure. With an ablation procedure times four, last 3 to 4 years ago, and presently in the care of a cardiologist, electrophysiologist, and I can see he's also a thoracic surgeon post right carotid endarterectomy with embolus to right eye with visual loss. Special family history, non-contributory, physical exam, general exam, head eyes, ears, nose, throat, no acute distress. Head eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck with 1+ tenderness, the base of both base of neck on the right and left side, and occipital area with one plus rotation of neck, right and left. With full flexion and elevation. Lungs clear to auscultation percussion, heart rate rhythm out murmur to gallop, abdomen swap again and negative genitals, backs otherwise within normal limits, skin, extremities, and neuropsychiatric within normal limits. Impression follow up MVA with a neck injury, post physical therapy with some residual. Recommended to take meloxicam and with Flexeril is PRN. Let's see if additional benefit, follow up in 1 month for additional evaluation. With release from physical therapy without other therapy recommended at this time. Again, final diagnosis, again, is MVA with neck injury. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.